especially those of you that are visiting. It's a beautiful morning. There's been a few last-minute changes in our service. Gary called me just a little while back, and his dad had a fall, and so they're seeking some medical help for him. So he was planning to have devotions. So I would invite you to think about verses that you might share. And I'm thinking of a theme of what might you think as the greatest truth in the universe? You might think of that and see if you can come up with some verses. We'll have after some singing. And a reminder to those going to George Compton's, Danny Yoder's class. You might think about that. So let's have several songs at this time.
Good morning. Number 272. And this is the same, this word they've implemented, the same melody as Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. 272.
Why do they love us so?
quite sure how well known this song is, but maybe we'll just go ahead and sing the first verse in unison. I notice actually the third verse is repeated at first. I guess you get a chance to try that in parts as well. 264.
Hallelujah, sing to Jesus, it's a sound.
Nathan, if you would have another song for us after the devotions. And I'd like to ask Hans Mass to lead us in our prayer after a time of sharing verses. I also have a verse to share in connection with the theme I mentioned, and then a short story of someone's testimony concerning that. But now it's your time. As you thought about it, what would you... What verses come to your mind thinking of the greatest truth in the universe? Dwight?
Mine went to Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he.
Yes.
A God that does everything right.
Yes, thank you. Merle? What a great truth. Harvey. Yes, thank you. Linda.
From today's Sunday school lesson, Psalm 118:8, and the fence is a central verse in the Bible. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in
Him. Mm-hmm. Great truth. Anyone else? Marvin.
And then Sam. The first verse in 118 and the last verse, which is saying, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for His mercy endures forever."
Yeah. Sam. Sam. Yeah.
Redemption.
With several other hands. Henry.
Part of chapter 1, verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away
the sin of the world. Yeah. My. There are a lot of great truths, are there not? Did I see another hand in here? David.
This is given as basic as some, but it is a helpful reminder of who God is.
Yes. Good reminder. Amos.
John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. The second verse. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I would have prepared a place for you. And I'm grateful for that promise.
Yes, Betty. His ways are perfect. Yes. Is there a few more? Marvin Mast.
I really enjoyed the study of 1 John 5 Wednesday evening. And verse 1 and 2 really impressed me. The New Living Translation, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. And then something that Sanford said last Sunday in his devotional that I jotted down, God is not the only one at work in the world. And then verse 5, 1 John 5, says, and who can win the battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 4, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve that victory through our faith. God is not the only one at work in the world, but we as Christians and believers can defeat this evil world, achieve that victory through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. Hans.
I come in Exodus 3:14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Yeah. Wow. Anyone else? Yes, William.
In John 14:27, Jesus' words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid.
Yeah.
That peace is so precious.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, well, thank you for those verses. Here's what drew my attention to that thought, that theme. 2 Timothy 2:8. I thought someone might bring that out. Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach, the Apostle Paul. Here's a story. Watchman Nee was arrested for his faith in Christ in 1952, and he spent the rest of his life in prison. He died in his jail cell on May 30, 1972. That's 20 years. When his niece came to collect his few possessions, she was given a scrap of paper that a guard had held by his that a guard had found by his bed. On it was written his life's testimony. Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners and was resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because of my belief in Christ. Watchman Nee. Let's kneel for prayer, and then after that we'll have another song.
Dear Father, I just thank you so much for sending your Son to die for us and be raised again. Thank you for your power, and that you couple that power with love for us, that you know every detail about us, however insignificant it may seem in the big scheme of things. Father, I pray that you'd be today with Gary and Mary and their family. I just pray that you would be very near to them and bring your healing power to bear. And I just pray that they would feel your presence and feel our love with Gary as well. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd be with us as we worship today and as we learn. Pray that your Spirit would be with us, give us discernment, and as we interpret your word, and as we lift each other up, and encourage each other, exhort each other, I just pray that we could do that in an encouraging and loving way. In Jesus' name.
Number 669. I want to remind us that Jesus is the center of the gospel. This invites you just to do his work in our hearts. 669.
Come above every blessing to my heart.
Safely through our ride.
it's time to disperse for our Sunday school, so the teachers for the basement may go now.
Okay, I believe the ushers will have the mic ready. This is our share time when it's your time to share with the congregation what's on your heart. So we'll open it up for anyone to share. I'll start out by reading the first verse of our lesson, Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And then the first two verses of 119, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. Okay, anyone?
Hi, my name is Frank, and I've been going here some time now, and I want to say thanks to Brother Paul here and Kenneth for leading me back to Christ, and I very appreciate that.
Yes, it's been good for me personally to enjoy seeing you here on a consistent, regular basis, and we're really happy to have you here. Good to hear what the Lord's doing in your life. Okay, Dad, David L.
And this is giving recognition to some of our visitors. One of the staff couples for this period of CASP is here. That's Dwight and Katie Kratzer from the Messiah Congregation in Holmes County. And they brought their daughter Melissa to help as well. I think there's going to be several Caspers here that may not be here yet. And that's, I guess they're back there. And these people will be introduced more formally perhaps next Sunday. We're glad you're here. It's Ryan and I believe Jolan Miller from Messiah, but Salem Congregation. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yes, I'm especially glad to see Dwight Kratzer's here. They're one of the couples with CASP. We had a really nice several weeks together in Europe. They brought their family along and really learned to appreciate their children and Dwight's as well. So we're looking forward to having you here for several weeks. Anyone else? I think we should have a report on the donuts from yesterday. Don't you think so, Johnny? At least if it's good news.
Okay, well, yesterday we made $3,219 to be exact. I think that's it, right? Okay, so we would like to thank you for your generous contributions and... I think that's actually, that was our gross, but I don't think someone has anonymously donated the supplies, and so I think that's about what we're getting, so thank you very much. I think approximately 150 dozen, so.
It's a lot of donuts, so. I think someone gave $500 for a dozen or for two dozen. So $250 a dozen. So I think that was that the record? Okay. So. Okay. Anyone else? I had a call this morning from a Lynn Wagner. It's a couple that lives in Pratt. And his wife, Mina, M-I-N-A, I think that's Mina, was in Washington Dulles. She was on her way back from South Africa. She'd been there 3 months, and she was taken to the ER. from the Washington Dulles Airport. She was due to go from Dulles to Houston and on to Wichita today. And so let's pray for her. I mentioned that we would pray for them today. I asked if they were a Church of God in Christ, since I was guessing they were, but they attend a Baptist church. But the name is Wagner, Lynn and Mina Wagner. So they'll probably keep her overnight, but she's had some heart issues in the past. So it was an unusual call. So let's pray for them. Anyone else?
We'll probably be talking more about this Wednesday evening, but I would still just like to mention it today, that we just really praise the Lord for the way he led for Sunday evening, last Sunday evening. Thank and for all of you, your prayers, and the youth who served and set up things, the decor, and the Shalom Quartet who sang, and everyone's participation. And most of all, the Lord who moved in the hearts of people. Just praise his name for that.
Thank you.
This is just by way of a personal testimony. The day we learned that his mercy endureth forever, his goodness does. And I'm a little hesitant to admit these kinds of things, but because of how the Lord spared me, I think I owe it to you. About a month ago, I was taking wood in the dark, putting it into our wood chute. And right beside the wood chute, there's a window well that's almost 4 feet deep. And somehow, I misstepped and fell in the window well. It was a pretty painful position to be in until I managed to drag my one leg down. I mean, one leg fell in, the other one didn't. And so I was there straddling that distance. But I was so grateful. It could have been much worse. I must have put my arm out to catch myself, and I caught myself on the other side of the window well, and didn't have as much as a black and blue mark. I did have a little whiplash on the one side of my neck from the jolt, but I came out of that just thanking God for that. Now, the next time when I do it right and get hurt, I almost want to thank him. But for this time, I'm very grateful it wasn't worse.
Very good. Anyone else? Yes. Okay. Let's just jot down 495, and then let's just save that for the transition song, and maybe we'll have time for several transition songs. But before we do that, let's continue opening it up. Or did you have any comments about that in particular? Okay, anyone else share? Tim?
Yeah, I just want to report a little bit on Grandpa's condition. I understand that there was a little bit of report here that he had fell. Dad says that he has a broken pubic bone, which does not require surgery, so for that we are thankful. It will require some pain meds, and let's see, I think he said staying inactive, I'm not sure what it means, for 1 week. So again, kind of like David said, there's some negatives, but there's a lot of positives, so we thank God for that.
Thank you for that update. Joel?
Well, just a testimony to how God likes to, I guess, send love notes. As I think you're aware, we were in southern Indiana last Sunday for a commissioning service. But one thing that was really cool was the day before that service, I got an email from one of my profs at Sterling, and just as background, we had sent her a birth announcement and just a little note saying you know, what's happening in our lives now. Anyway, but she actually, well, she said, well, sorry, I'm not telling this efficiently. she retired last year. Her husband has been unable to work much, at least, for a while. But out of the blue, while we were there for our commissioning service, she sent me an email and said that they'd like to support us somewhat financially over the next year. And it was a blessing financially, but it just was an awesome affirmation from her of what we're doing. And it really felt like God was blessing us with a message. Hey, I'm still leading you and going ahead of you, and it felt great to have that affirmation from her. So, a blessing to God for that.
Yes, thank you, Joel. And you're leaving. You want to tell us a bit? You're going to be in Colorado for 6 weeks?
Pretty close, at least. We are planning to be in Colorado, probably leaving next Sunday afternoon or so. And we plan to spend 5 weeks there doing some training in cross-cultural ministry, living and thriving, and in language acquisition. And so your prayers will definitely be welcome during that time.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Yes.
As many of you already know, I'm planning to leave here about June sometime. Next year, I plan to be teaching school in northern Romania somewhere. The village where I'll be living has no other Americans, no other English speakers as far as I know. And by that time, hopefully the students are supposed to know a little bit of English, so hopefully between their English and my Romanian we can communicate and go from there. I was contemplating this a few weeks ago, and Shane was leading the singing. One song we sang was How Firm a Foundation, and when we got to the last verse, suddenly it dawned on me that God is speaking directly to me. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. How much more certain can you get than that? Mm-hmm. That song is number 395 in our songbooks, and I would like to sing that.
Okay. Very good. Okay, let's remember to have some emphasis when we get to those parts. Maybe not quite that much, but let's mean it, right? Okay, anyone else? Okay, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll have the song leader come and lead us in 495 and 395, and then during that time we'll transition over to the ministers. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this body of believers. Thank you for the believers that are here visiting with us. Thank you that we can be one body. There are no visitors. We're all one through you, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for adopting us as sons and daughters. Thank you for Brother Perry, and I just pray that you might grant him patience, healing during this time of recovering from his fall. Think, too, of Mina Wagler. I just pray that you might be beside her as she's all alone there at the Reston Hospital in a strange place with no friends or family. And I just pray that you would give direction as the doctors decide how long she should remain. And I pray that you would be especially near to her. Thank you, too, for Joel and Hilda and their child as they travel to Colorado. Bless them as they study and as they prepare for the time in Bangladesh. Thank you, too, for CASP, and I just pray that you might bless those that are giving so willingly of their time and as they work here, as they give of their talents and time, that people might be drawn to you as Lord. And that's all of our desire, that we might, our lives might reflect your glory, that we might be able to communicate your love to those that we meet. So we just thank you for this time of worship that we can have together, and continue to bless us as we look into your word as the pastor leads us in the sermon time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Skip verse 3. Number 495, skipping verse 3. Remember the theme of this song is faith is the victory. Let's roll with the next song.
And God the Lord will heal the Christian soldiers' cry. Thank you.
395. Oh, I don't know if I'm skip on this one. I can skip verse 2 on this one as well.
Oh, firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid, for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? Who
thank you, Craig, for that introduction to that song. It reminds me of another song that we often sing and don't know the history behind, and that's the one, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Martin Luther wrote that song, and Martin Luther was one who sometimes had to hide from people who would persecute him, and one day he was convicted that he was being a coward. And as he left his fortress, the castle that he was staying in, he belted out the lyrics of that song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, a bulwark never failing. And that has impressed me ever after. I always think of that when we sing that song. Well, thank you for your presence, and we thank God for his goodness among us this week and this morning. It certainly has been a blessing to be here. Brother Laverne is ministering in Labette at Cornerstone there, where I think the Shalom Quartet is singing as well. And Brother Marvin Yutzi is ministering at Zion in Thomas. I think, except for Gary, and you know where he is, the rest of us are all here. We are looking at the revival meetings from March the 4th through the 10th, and someone had raised the question whether we should consider starting each evening at 7 o'clock. And we'd like to give you an opportunity to speak to that. 7 o'clock has worked well for a number of us for Wednesday evenings during the winter time. And so someone was wondering if we ought to extend that for our revival meetings. And rather than taking it up today and having a vote today, I think we'll let you think about it for a week and try to remember to take it up next Sunday then. There are pros and there are cons to this. One of the things that is not so much in favor of it is that it just makes prayer meeting that much earlier. And that would push prayer meeting back to 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock. And so that's one of the questions. And there are no doubt other things that you think of that may not work for you. I think then for parents with young children, they think of an early quitting time that makes it a little easier to get home and get children settled and so forth. So I'm guessing it's not going to be just a slam dunk that it's the best one way or the other. So rather than taking it up this morning with you, let's give ourselves a week or so to think about it, and we'll try and remember to take it up next week. We are not planning to have a Saturday evening service during that week. That's the 9th. What we would like, what will be happening is that Johnny Miller will be giving a presentation on billboard evangelism that is being sponsored by CAM. And many of you probably know about that. Some of you may not know that CAM sponsors, or I should say there are sponsors who provide CAM with money that they can put up a billboard with a gospel message on. And I'm not sure how many they have now, but quite a few. And then there's a phone number that you can call if you have a question about that message. It's an 800 number. And there are at least, I think, 4 or 5 men who take the calls that come into that 800 number. And Johnny is one of them. And so it would be an interesting presentation. The meeting will be at 7 o'clock at Cedar Crest, I think. I better check my message again. But anyhow, that'll be the 9th of March. So there'll be no revival meetings that evening, but there will be another meeting for those of you who would like to be introduced or be exposed more to billboard evangelism. Linda or Miriam, are you taking the notes this morning? Can you tell me, is that all the announcements I had down? I lost my announcement sheet. Yes. I wanted to bring that yet. At the end of the service, we'd like to have a prayer of dedication for Yotam Yesa, the newest member of the Conrad Yoder family. Now, what announcements do you have, Stephen?
All right, for the youth this evening, we're going to have a visitation. You can meet here at Center at 6:45. And it's not a sin to come early, but I'd rather not have you showing up at 6:50 and 6:55 and later. Thank you.
He's saying it is a sin to come late, I guess.
Just a reminder that the service at Rescue Mission has been canceled for tonight. And next Sunday, those going to Mennonite Friendship Communities will be Marvin Nisley's, Loyal Miller's, Leroy Hirschberger, Lisa Schultz.
Okay. There are updates in your mailbox about the Center Aid Plan. There's good news on it. In this new fiscal year since October, the claims have been quite a bit lower. We got some resharing from Woodlawn, and so our funds are back up to a better amount. So we're dropping the assessment, and effective March 1st, it'll be assessed bimonthly again, and the amount is lower. It'll be the details are on here, but it is good news. We have a much better balance, and things are going well again. So thank you for your support. And I also have an update on my neighbor, Kevin McFarlane. I visited with him a couple times, and it doesn't look like we can really get our hands on the project because of his insurance. They basically set him up in a camper there and told him to stay out of the house. They'll take care of everything. They'll come in and take the clothes and get them clean, take the dishes and get them cleaned, and bring everything back. And they have carpenters that are going to come in and gut it out and rebuild it. And so I asked him if there's any way we can help at all, and he said, well, I can't really do anything even. They just said to stay out of the way. So I'm not sure. I mean, I told him we really want to help if there's any way to help, but that's kind of what I got. So.
Hope Ministries is having a seminar coming up the end of this month, February 24th through the 27th, each evening. John Regeer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, will be coming. I thought as a board member I should give you at least this word. I know that we had the concern put in the mailboxes about John Regeer. We take that seriously. I recognize that there wouldn't be everything that I would agree with John Regeer on, and yet I, in some ways, the way I tend to look at it is kind of like I read a book. There are things that I can learn, but there are things that I always need to be discerning about, and so that is the way I would say to approach this as well. Back to the seminar, we would like for you to register by next Sunday. If you plan to attend, like I said, there are four evening sessions, Sunday through Wednesday evening, and then an all-day Thursday training seminar, which is open to those interested in learning about counseling, from 9 to 4, and then a youth day on Saturday from 9 to 4 as well. And if you plan to come, please register with us.
A very brief reminder, mark your calendars for February 22nd for your annual liverwurst and fried mush fix for the benefit of the MFC Continuing Care Endowment Fund. There are more details on the board.
I'd also like to just thank each one for all the meals that you brought, and we really appreciate that. It really helps out.
There are many different flavors of Mennonites in Kansas, and if you're interested in interacting with them, there is provision. We have the Kansas Mennonite Relief Cell Fellowship meals coming up, the 24th February and 3rd of March. There are two separate papers on the bulletin board. If you want to be a host, take one. If you want to be a guest, take the other one. I'll help you fill them out. The deadline to have them in to the organizers is February 15. If you'd like me to put them in, bring them next Sunday.
This coming Wednesday evening, Hands of Christ is going to be given the program. There's two things of note, is that Kenneth Shank has been helping Hands of Christ, and he will speak part of the evening. And also there will be a report on last Sunday evening's events. Thank you.
David, did you have an announcement?
P.S. on the Kevin McFarland thing. He's a neighbor of Lowell's, living on west a mile or so on that road, and Lowell had also offered to help. And so he let him come over to put a window in an outbuilding, and so there was a little bit of it, of that kind of interaction.
Well, thank you, and if that's, I guess not quite, yes.
I thought maybe I'd just pass on a little bit of word from some friends in Colorado. Some of you know who Irvin and Jenny Miller are. You might have read Jenny's book, I think Life is a Gift was the title. Their second daughter, Courtney, passed away this last week, and so I just thought some of you would be interested in that, and I think they deserve our prayers. They've had a pretty rough road in some ways, but have just been incredible examples of love and servitude to those of us who get to know and observe them.
Thanks for that, Shane. I also want to thank Julian for making the clarification he did there. I think that's wise, and I think that we, as we see it, there's certainly good things that can be learned. And as he said, we also entreat people to be discerning and be thoughtful. And so, appreciate that kind of clarification. Well, if there are no other announcements, I'll have the ushers come forward at this time. The rest of you may stand, and let's have a word of prayer. Our loving Lord, we pause again